I'm Korva Coleman, in for Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, a hip-hop icon lets us know what songs have made the playlist on his iPod. But first, many families are facing economic uncertainty these days, and it's having an effect on their food choices. Dollar menus seem to be popping up in more eateries, and McDonald's sales jumped 8% last month, signs that suggest hard times are leading more people to choose cheap meals over more expensive, healthier food. But our guests today say you don't have to spend a lot in order to have healthy food in your kitchen, and they offer a few tips. I'd like to welcome Dr. Rowe, nutritionist and author, George Stella, cook, author and host, as well as Andrea Astrakhan. She's the consumer affairs advisor for Giant and Stop and Shop food stores. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Korva.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Dr. Rowe, let's start with you. We've got a falling Dow Jones Industrial Average. Unemployment is rising. Why is it that people turn to fast food?
Well, I think the dollar menu says a lot about how you might put your food dollar to good use. And even in the fast food lane, it is possible to make healthier choices. For example, rather than going for like the double or triple burger that's loaded with cheese and dressings, one might opt to have like a small hamburger and a small Coke rather than the large or extra large drink and rather than the large fries. Having said that, though, I think that there are many things that you can do to stretch your food dollar by preparing food at home, shopping for produce in season, and stocking your cupboards with those things that are going to go a long way to ensure your health.
Chef George.
Amen.
I'm sorry, Chef George Stella, jump in. You were on disability. Well, you had a tight budget at one time.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
8.5 years ago, mm-hmm. I was totally disabled on food stamps at 475 pounds with a family of four. What did I do? Well, first of all, we became great shoppers. There's no denying that food prices are going up and up. And in the short term, it's devastating to many a grocery budget. But in the long term, the impact on our health, our overall health, is much more important. It's much more serious. But what we did was we got the weekly flyers. We shopped really good through those. We took a cooler in our car and we went from store to store picking up sale items. We got the family packs of chicken. There's usually a reduced produce rack, and they're not selling you bad stuff, just ripe stuff that you can go home and use. Supplement that with frozen. I could go on and on, but the problem is I think we need to take a little time to sit back, look at it, and then resolve the issue. Quickly, we go to the simple things like that we know, like fast food. But there's a
That's a better solution.
Andrea
Astrakhan, right. Consumer advisor. This must be hard if you don't have a list. How can people shop more conveniently but shop more healthily?
You know, I'm so glad that George shifted it away from the fast food to the grocery store, because I think what seems like a little bit of money when you go through the fast food and spend $20, what that's not taken into account is the fact that when you make a meal from home, you have leftovers. And so you have another meal which you can freeze or use later in the week. Or you can use some of that meal for tomorrow's lunch. So although going through the fast food line and spending $16 to $20 for a family of four seems like it's just as cheap as the ingredients you need at the supermarket for a meal, you're getting a more healthful meal generally when you shop at the supermarket with more fruits and veggies, and you also have those leftovers.
Dr. Rowe, what's in a healthy pantry? So we do what George and what Andrea say. We've got leftovers. We've tried to buy things. What's in a healthy pantry?
Here are some things that I think we definitely need to stock the pantry or the kitchen with. First, canned fruits packed in their own juices when fresh is not as economical an option for you. Fresh produce of any kind in season, because you're going to save a bundle when you buy fruits and vegetables in season rather than those out of season. Frozen vegetables are just as nutritious as their fresh counterparts, so don't worry about that. Poultry, for example, if you buy the whole chicken rather than pre-cut parts, that's another way to save big. Fish and tuna, like tuna and salmon, because we know that you need those omega-3 fatty acids to protect your heart and other parts of you. If you buy canned, that's okay. okay. And there's something called healthy selections. For example, you can buy tuna in pouches, and that means not only can you have it at home, but it will travel with you wherever you go, whether to the office or on the road. Well, as opposed to buying a fresh tuna steak at $10 a pound, you might get a tuna or salmon pack for $4 to $6 a pound. So I'm saying there are many ways to save big in the grocery store, and these are some of the ways that you want to pack the pantry and the kitchen to ensure your long-term good health.
Chef George, Stella, okay, we've just gotten some ideas from Dr. Rowe. You're taking me shopping. I have to feed a family of four, and I want to feed them for the next 5 days. I'm walking in the front of the grocery store. You're going to direct me to buy what?
Well, here's the thing. You have two entrances. Usually one leads to the produce and the other leads to the bakery. Go on the produce side. Shop those outside aisles of the grocery store because that's where all the wonderful fresh food is, the food that our ancestors raised and grew and bartered and traded and cooked and ate. Look for lettuces, the buy one, get one free, salad bags. Get a bunch of color for your bottom drawer of your refrigerator because with color, you're eating healthy automatically. You don't need to know anything else but that. Now you're ready to play Iron Chef. So continue on down the aisle and you'll come to the fresh seafood and meats department. I usually keep the deli for last because by the time I buy everything fresh, I can cook my own roast beef. I can cook turkey leftovers like you, like Andrea was saying and Dr. Rowe. And when you get to the meat section, one of my favorite things is a 10-pound bag of chicken leg quarters. If you can find that, and if not, go for the chicken specials. Chicken breast is almost always on sale at one time or another. And another great item is $1.99 a pound on sale ground turkey. You can make turkey burgers, which is a healthy, lean alternative to ground beef. And you'll always save money when you cook fresh and cook once and eat twice. And now you're saving time. I can make four burgers for what you pay for a burger at McDonald's.
Andrea Astrakhan.
I'm loving those ideas that George is bringing forth. I think he is right on with ways to save in the supermarket. And you know what's interesting? We've been noticing that meat purchases are very different today. People are certainly using some of the tips that George mentioned. And we're also seeing egg sales increase dramatically because customers are looking for alternate meat sources as a way to save money. So they're looking at eggs and they're looking at beans. They're even looking at tofu. And we're telling them you can cook items and dishes that require less meat to save on your budget. So you could make a nice warm chili and use those beans for protein. You can make a stir fry that uses a small amount of meat with lots of healthy veggies.
Mm-hmm. And buy a frozen stir fry veggie pack.
Dr. Rowe?
Yeah, I would say to add to what Andrea and George just kind of led it down the path to get on this path, nuts, beans, lean cuts of meat like sirloin, chuck, beef tips that are usually made for stewing or chili, as Andrea mentioned, are also very economical, and leaner cuts of meat to include in the diet. And I love the idea of putting small amounts of meat with loads of colorful, fresh vegetables because the colors, the pigments in those colors go a long way to protect you against chronic disease like heart disease, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, all of which are on the rise across America.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Corva Coleman, in for Michelle Martin. Here's a question I have for Andrea. Andrea, how does one use a flyer from the supermarket?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, using the flyer is so key. And I know that spending the time and going through it is difficult in our time-pressed lives. I'm a mom of two little kids, but it makes all the difference when you want to save time and money. And what you want to use that circular for is to help you plan those healthful economic meals for the week. I recommend you try to plan 4 weekday meals for the upcoming week. Make a list of ingredients you need. And when you bring that list in the store, you'll save money because you'll buy less on impulse. You'll avoid those last-minute trips for missing ingredients where you always tend to put more into the basket. And so using that circular, planning meals around what's on sale and creating a shopping list is really a key to saving both time and money in the long run.
And Andrea, this is Ro. I just wanted to say that to piggyback on what you said, to help with sticking to the list. If you can, you know, you mentioned that you're a mom. Leave the kids at home because they can work against you rather than with you if not well-trained beforehand.
And we all, of course, have well-trained children.
Yes.
Right. Well,
Dr. Rue, no, this is George. And I would like to add, if you do that, when you get home, plan to get your kids in the kitchen with you.
There you go.
Because not only are you going to be eating healthier, but you're strengthening the family unit by doing so. It worked in my house, and that's how my family of four lost 580 pounds. It wasn't from dieting. It was from cooking and eating and having fun together in the kitchen.
Wow. This is Andrea. I really love that because I think one tack you can take for moms who do have to bring the kids to the store, although I certainly agree with Dr. Rowe, you can set up some parameters before you go in. So tell the kids you want them to choose one healthful snack and one treat for the week. And at least one has to be very healthful.
Chef George, I have a quick question. Something Andrea has just mentioned, and that's a treat. Okay, I'm shopping on a budget. Okay, I'm trying to shop healthfully, but I really want something delicious and a treat. What can I look for?
One of the things I do is very simple, fruit kebabs.
If you go home
with some cantaloupe, honeydew, some strawberries, and blueberries, you're not only teaching your children to eat healthier and make those wonderful choices, but it can be a lot of fun. I make parties out of it. We do kids kebab chef's tables, and they stand around with little plastic throwaway cutting boards. They put on gloves, and they make geometric designs. They garnish with fresh mint. And what happens is we do empower the youth through hands-on activities in the kitchen. And it's not just healthy food choices. It changes their entire lives and yours in the process.
Here's one for everybody. We've all heard that we should buy organic. If we have to make a choice, what kind of organic foods should we buy?
This is Ro. I just want to say, though, and buying organic is a good thing, and particularly if for religious reasons or for health reasons like food allergies, because with genetically modified food, sometimes if not organic, you don't necessarily know what you're getting. But if those are not concerns, I would say that this might be a good time to stick to conventional in most cases because you're always going to get a bigger butt bang for your buck.
George?
First of all, since the onset of the organic revolution, as I would call it, there's been a scramble to have affordable organics, which is, you know, most of the people that have an obesity problem in the areas in this country are the poorest. Nowadays, there are many organics available almost or the same price as regular, and you always want to choose that because, number one, it's been grown without the harmful pesticides. And mostly for me, from a chef standpoint, it's grown by people who have taken great care and passion to do so.
Andrea?
You know, I know that so many customers are on a really tough budget. And so I say that if customers are devoted to organic, try some of the new corporate brand, the generic brand of organics. You don't necessarily have to go for that national brand. And if you're not devoted to organic, the real important thing from my perspective is to get those fruits and veggies. And so if you're not devoted and it's a matter of money, go conventional, but make sure you get those fresh fruits and vegetables or frozen fruits and vegetables or even dried. All forms count.
Last question. Dr. Rowe, what about people who have food allergies?
For organics, if we're talking about food allergies, I think those are the people that would be most concerned with making sure that their foods are devoid of anything that might be potentially harmful. And so if you do have food allergies, so that you don't get, for example, a tomato that's been grown or genetically engineered with a pork hormone or some protein that you could be potentially allergic to, organic foods are a really good way to go because that way you know that the food has not been tampered with. Other than that, though, I would say conventional is just as good, especially if you're on a budget.
Dr. Ravinia Brock is a nutritionist and the author of Dr. Rowe's 10 Secrets to Living Healthy, and she joined us here in our Washington Bureau. George Stella is a chef and author of Eating Stella Style. He joined us from Central Florida. And Andrea Astrakhan is the consumer advisor for Stop and Shop and Giant Food Stores, and she joined us from Boston. Thanks to you all, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.